Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. And with me in studio today is a guy going to give you a charge. He's going to give you a charge. Steve Dufault, American Battery Corporation, family-owned, family-operated by veterans. So you got one up here in Colorado Springs, and your brother has one down in Pueblo, and you both have been in the service,
yes,
among other things.
Yes.
In business since 1994.
I've been in business since 94. Dad opened in 83.
Oh, okay.
So Dad was here. I got here in 94. And Dad is still part of it, but not on a day-to-day basis.
Sure. He deserves to be fishing.
Yeah, he does.
He set up a very successful business. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why 1983, 1994 is so important. We're going to talk about why you and your brother are protecting this brand together and keeping it going is also so important.
Sure.
Because you're just not your average, regular battery store. You're just not.
No, we're not. We've kind of dedicated ourselves to batteries and how they work, how they should work, and we've got the equipment, we've got everything that you need to know whether you need a battery or not. And a lot of people come to us and say, "Is this battery good? Is this battery, you know, does it need to be replaced?" And we can give you the right answer because we've been doing this for a long time.
Well, and you do have an answer. For that, you actually live and die by a philosophy that you explained to me before we came on air this morning. Tell me what that is. I love it. I love it.
I promised myself many, many years ago that I would never sell a battery to somebody who didn't need one. And if somebody brings me a battery and say, "Do I need a battery?" If it needs to go on charge, I will tell them it needs to be charged, but I think it's a good battery. And if you'll let me keep it overnight, we'll put it on charge, we'll test it in the morning, and I'll let you know if you need a battery.
And what will that cost?
$10.
$10. Okay, so you can spend $195 someplace else from somebody using equipment that they've only been trained to use. They don't know the nuance of the piece of the battery that they're testing, things like that.
Correct.
I mean, it's not necessarily to throw rocks here, Steve. You've just found a better way to do business,
right,
than some of the big boxes.
Sure. Sure. And that's what sets me apart, I think, is the fact that I've been doing this for a long time and I've gotten to know how a battery operates, what is required out of a battery, that kind of stuff. And so that kind of what sets me apart. And the product that I sell, I think, is superior in most aspects, especially in the deep cycle world. But what I sell typically right now is a Crown battery. And not real popular here. It's popular in the East, more in the East than it is here. But it's starting to make some headway in the renewable energy world, the solar world, the golf cart world, the RV world. It's starting to make some headway here. So that's kind of what I've been doing for the last 7-8 years is selling this brand, and I love it.
Well, you wouldn't have committed 7 or 8 years to selling a brand that a lot of people don't know about yet.
Right.
But Steve, you're allowing KRDO to support you a little bit.
Sure.
You've just joined our radio family as a sponsor of the Finish Line program. We'll talk about that a little bit. I am familiar over my years as a consumer with being somebody whispering something in my ear about a product I really should be paying attention to instead of the brand name. And then you start looking at the specs and you talk to the guys who know. And I am becoming a certain kind of battery guy because of that. So for me, it's going to be Crown.
Well, yeah.
I cannot imagine a small business owner committing himself to a product like that for 7 to 8 years for no reason.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Most people will tell you not to do this. I've built my website around Crown Battery. My business card has the Crown logo on it. My sign out front has the Crown logo on it. Everything is built around the Crown Battery, and I believe in it that much.
Yeah, and that's what has a guy like me convinced And I quite imagine and hope for you that we get to talk more about Crown Batteries and American Battery, of course, as we progress through the next months and years together. It's going to be lots of fun.
Right. It's
really going to be lots of fun. I'm glad you have decided to become part of the family.
I appreciate it.
We don't get to talk to battery guys very much. You're not just car batteries, though.
No.
You are all manner of batteries.
Yes.
Everything from the exotic to the regular stuff.
Right.
What are the batteries that you generally deal in the most?
Automotive truck, of course, is probably our biggest line. Then we've got solar, we've got floor scrubber, we've got RV. Those are kind of the same family of deep cycle batteries. Then, of course, you've got power sport, motorcycle, ATV, watercraft, jet ski, that kind of stuff. You've got battery backup for alarm systems, large computer arrays that the servers need, large backup for that.
Uninterruptible power supplies,
right.
Yeah.
We've got coin cell batteries. We've got alkaline batteries. We've got, I don't do a lot of cell phone batteries. I can get them, but I don't stock them.
Yeah.
There's just too many cell phones out there.
That's very, very true. Myriad cell phones. Steve, sidebar real quick. How did you find your way into this world? Was it through your dad?
It was.
You had a genuine interest in this world because of your dad?
I had a genuine interest in running my own business.
Mm-hmm.
He happened to be in batteries at the time. He got into batteries in 1980 when he retired from the Air Force. Was up in Denver. Decided the commute up to Denver, because he still lived down here, the commute up to Denver was too much. He sold that. Started his own business here in 83 and ran that for 11 years. And I got out of the Air Force in 94, came down here because of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It had nothing to do with my interest in batteries. Trust me, it had nothing to do with
but
that.
But you learned along the way, and most importantly, you absorbed along the way. So
When
one is talking to Steve, one is talking to a man or a member of your team. These guys are highly trained. They're highly skilled. They know the nuance. They know the ins and outs. So you can bring many different forms of things that store power or store energy.
Yes.
And you guys can diagnose them. You can fix them. Can you build them?
No.
Okay. So no custom work.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Sometimes that is better relegated to the specialty shops.
Yes.
Because they tend to be very expensive. Your pricing, on the other hand, is highly competitive, if not much better in a lot of cases than the boxes.
Yes. Yes.
And I mean boxes, I mean box stores.
Yes.
You think you're walking into a box store, you're going to get a great price, but don't be fooled by that.
No.
You know, the small businessman really does have your best interests at heart. Steve, you fit that mold very, very nicely.
Buy local.
Yeah, absolutely. you know, and again, the thing I love about you is that, and American Batteries, that philosophy, you won't sell somebody something that they don't need.
Right.
Because a lot of times there could be a symptom that has me totally stumped.
Sure.
And, you know, I came up in the days when there were still wet cells, right? You popped the little cap off. Hope you didn't get some of that stuff in your eye.
They're still that way, though. And I prefer them that way, because I like to be able to check the batteries. I like to be able to check the specific gravity, the state of charge of the battery, that kind of stuff. There are the sealed ones. There are the AGMs that I carry also.
Mm-hmm.
But I prefer the flooded battery that you can check.
Okay. So for consumers, business to business, for people with toys, for people with cars and trucks that they live and die by.
Yep.
It's their transportation.
Yep.
For things that are that keep you safe,
yep.
Like alarm systems.
Sure.
For things that keep your business going, like uninterruptible power supplies. A great component, a critical component for your continuity strategy.
Right.
You know, we live in a place with crappy weather. We're going to lose the power once in a while, but you cannot afford to have your systems go down.
Right.
Think about your burn rate. If you're a medium-sized business, 100 to 500 people, your burn rate can be thousands per second.
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, I heard a number the other day, and this is not anecdotal. This is right from the source. Walmart, $15,000 a second is what their burn rate is.
Wow.
And so that's a lot of money to keep operating.
Yeah.
And if you are not operating, you're losing that money. So think about that. So we visit with Steve for our automotive needs, for the needs for our RVs, for solar, for camping, for safety, for business continuity. You can generally fit somebody out with mostly whatever they need.
Yes.
Again, Steve with American Battery Corporation, great guy. Congratulations on your coming on board, becoming part of the Finish Line radio program that airs on Wednesday evenings at 7, and you will be on there talking about batteries, talking about keeping people and things charged up.
That was a pleasure talking with those guys.
I have no doubt, and I know they love you too. Life is good. Steve, thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio, and we air Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM. 1240 AM, simulcasting on 92.5 FM. Catch us on demand at krdonewsradio.podbean.com.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.